Is the tape definitely in there? Okay, so I guess to start off with, I'll probably start talking about, like, recently I've been having weird dreams lately. Like strange dreams. Like, it's probably just like stress or something that's kind of like causing them. But it's like there've been some really weird ones. Like, it's odd how like my brain interprets kind of what's happening and tries to like visualize it. Like this one dream I had, like, it started off, we were kind of like in this restaurant or something like that, but then it was kind of like, it was kind of half restaurant, half like kitchen or something. There's just like a kitchen in a house. And then like there was this lady who was like serving us. At first she was a waitress, but then like as time went on, it became more, she was like a servant or a slave who was like a captive to like my group. I mean, I don't know, like it was me and some other people, one of whom was a doctor. I don't know, they were just people. I don't remember what they looked like or who they were, but for whatever reason we were just all hanging out. But this lady apparently was she was a captive because she was a serial killer. Like, she was a really dangerous serial killer, and she was captive so that she couldn't hurt anyone. It was like we'd captured her and we were like keeping her from killing anybody, and in exchange for not being locked up or executed or whatever it was that was gonna happen, she was working as a butler or whatever, or I don't know, whatever it is that she was meant to be doing. And she's this crazy, crazy looking woman with pale skin, kind of blotchy skin, and like a wrinkled forehead, a receding hairline, and this wiry, crazy red hair. That like these wide kind of faded gray eyes, and she was really, really kind of spooky. And then halfway through the, like that sort of shifted, and then there's this one bit where she was like standing next to me or something like that, and then she like took a bite out of my arm. She just like leaned down and like took a big bite of my arm. And like, you'd think she'd do something else to try and incapacitate me, but apparently that was her move. She like went to like bite my arm and was like, oh, she like bit this chunk out of my arm. I was like, oh my god, and we like wrestled her to the ground. And then it got like really scary. Like, somebody like used a knife to like cut her eyes or something like that. I was like, oh god, what's happening? And then like, but like eventually we subdued her, managed to, like, she tried to grab a knife, we got it off of her, and now like her eyes were messed up. And like, I was freaking out, but then I got the doctor to like sedate her, and then he like sewed up her eyes or something like that, and then like her eyeballs. And then like the dream ended where we were like, where I was like, we like somebody was at the window or something, and we were like, and then I remembered like there was another serial killer out there who had the same MO, like had the same MO, like murdered people in the same way that she was killing people. They were like, ah, and then I turned around and she was there smiling with her like eyes bleeding. It was terrifying. And then there was this, like, then, like, in that same night, like, it switched to another scene where, like, I was walking down a dirt road, like, out in the middle of nowhere, and then I heard, like, something in the bushes, and, like, out of the bushes came this, like, bullfrog, you know, those, like, those big, or those big toads, and it just kind of, like, it was puffing itself up, so it was just, kind of just, like, trying to intimidate me. I was like, oh, what the hell is that? And I was just kind of keeping away from it, and then I heard another sound from the right, and this other bullfrog that was like, I don't know, 18 times the size of the first one. Like, it was like this tall. It was like a pretty big dog. Like, it was all like puffed up, like kind of like coming at us. So like, I just started running, and these two things were sprinting after me on their big toad legs. And like, I like ran, and then eventually like I saw by the side of the road, like covered in like dust and muck and stuff, there was like this pile of, I mean, it was dry, but like it was this pile of like towels and blankets or whatever, and they're like half buried. I was like, oh, I'll get that. And I went to like pick it up, and like as I did, for some reason at this stage I was barefoot. I had had shoes on earlier, but for some reason my shoes disappeared at this point in the dream, and like I pulled it over, and then all these bees were just all over me, because like I like stepped in it or something, and then they were all over my hands. So like I just sprinted like the other direction to try and get away from the bees before I got stung, and I was like, oh no. And I was like, wait, they're not stinging me, what's going on? And I looked down at my hands and feet were covered in them, and I was looking, and as I looked closer, they weren't bees, they were these weird insects that like had these like little jaws that were like opening up, and as I was looking, they started like eating, like burrowing into my skin and just like crawling underneath, and I was like, ah, like Oh, it's terrifying. Like, I don't know. It just kind of happened. And then, like, these other I had this one dream where I was like somebody had like had a rifle, like a bolt action rifle, and like they were like they gave it to me to try. So I was just like shooting off into the woods, which I would never do because that's ridiculously stupid and dangerous. But I was just like in the middle of the woods, just go like, aha, just like shooting off. And then like there's one bit like I turned around and like. As I, like, just before I shot, this horse just, like, ran in front of the bullet and just got hit. And I, and like, and then it just died on the spot. And I was freaking out, going like, oh, no! Like, I just killed this horse for no reason. Like, it just, like, I don't know why, but it was just, like, for whatever reason, like, that dream just, like, it really freaked me out. And then, like, yeah, I had another dream where, like, I, like, woke up in the middle of the night, And yeah, like I woke up in the middle of the night and I could swear that there was something in the room, but like it was just my room. And like in the dream, like I took my lamp and I turned it on and I was shining the lamp like a torch and it was like shooting torch light in the same way, even though the lamp is like a really soft, like soft light. I was shining it directly like a torch and I was like, there's something in here. And I went to get out of bed and then my girlfriend was like pulling me back into bed, going like, no, no, don't. I was like, it's there, it's something's out there. I was like, ah, just these weird dreams coming up. Like, it's strange. Like, I had this other one where, oh God, like in very, like, I was like, I'd applied for this job to like work in this gym in my old school or something in the dream. And then like my friend was telling me like, oh dude, the guy's not paying you for this month. And I was like, why? And he's like, I don't know, man. He didn't tell me. So like I went into the school and then I saw this like notice board and I saw like this sheet of paper stuck to the notice board. And this is very me. This is like the most me thing that would like I would imagine in a dream was just like list, like it was just a sheet of paper, a list of people that aren't trying hard enough. And then it just had like a couple of names and like mine in big red letters, like Liam Forbes. I was like, no, it's like this ridiculous crap that I'm making up. Like surely I'd be thinking of something a bit more interesting, but no, I'm kind of like coming up with this stupid stuff. I had another dream where I was just like doing laps of Trinity, basically, like it was pouring rain, but like I had several tasks to do on either end of the campus. So I was just like, the dream was essentially me just like walking to one end of campus, going like, okay, done that, like walking out in the rain and then walking to the other side of campus and just going back and forth. Well, to be honest, like that's kind of a normal day at this stage, but no, it's just so weird just constantly going over those silly things. There was this other one that I can't quite remember. Yeah, like I had a dream that like my housemate was messing around and he knocked over my hamster. I have a hamster, and like he knocked over the hamster's cage because he was just like messing around, and then it spilled everywhere. I was like, no, and I like picked up the hamster, and he was like, you know, like dying in my hands. I was like, why would you do this? And he was like, dude, it's fine. I was like, it's clearly not fucking fine. It's just like, I'm in this huge argument with my housemate, with my dying hamster in my hand. Like, and I think that at the very least I'd say is just a manifestation of me being like, of being stressed about the hamster, because I can I'm so used to animals that will clearly tell you when they're pissed off. Like I grew up with cats. Like, cats will just go, like, I'm done, and just go, like, they'll go, or they'll, like, scratch you or something, like, whereas, like, a hamster, like, I can't, like, it's not giving me anything, so I'm just like, are you okay, do you need food, is there something you need, and then sometimes she'll, like, bite on the cage, and I'm like, no, that means something bad, here, get in the ball, run around for, like, 5 hours, I don't care, just, like, I'll put you in the ball 5 times a day, just stop biting the cage. I'm so bad with animals that don't give like emotional feedback, because then I just like start freaking like, what if it needs more things? Like I'd freak out about a potted plant. Just like, am I taking care of it? Like, does it need more water, less water? Do I need to sing to it? Somebody said that you sing to your plant and it makes it better. I don't know. I was like, God, I'm going all over, talking about all sorts of crazy crap. But the dream things is kind of, it's weird because like there was a period of time when I'd started to kind of go on the path towards like lucid dreaming, and I was starting to have like really vivid dreams and they were nice and kind of really cool. I had this one dream where I was like like in the middle of like Stonehenge or something, and like there were all these goblins coming, and I was like, I had like a sword, and I was like using fire magic or something like that, and it was like proper like fantasy nerd, like Dungeons and Dragons stuff. I wish I could dream about that again instead of insects crawling into my skin.